Bezras Hashem Yisbarach, today's daf is Lamed Beis in Maseches Sota. It's the 1211th daf in Shas. We're beginning a new perek of Elu Ne'amarin B'chol Lashon. Our perek is a Shas perek. We're going to be discussing, due to one particular halacha in regards to Sota, we're going to be discussing many different areas of halacha in regards to whether there's a requirement that it be done in Lashon Kodesh, or it could be done in any particular language. Our Mishnah is going to begin, the Perek is going to begin, that Parshas Sota, which of course is why we're discussing in Maseches Sota, can be stated by the Kohen when he tells her and warns her the consequences of drinking the May Sota. That could be said in any language, and then the Mishnah will list many other areas of Halacha where any language could be used, and there isn't a requirement of Lashon Kodesh. That is going to take us through a long list in the Mishnais, with the Gemara analyzing it on the top of Lamed Beis Amud Beis. And the focus of the analysis on Amud Beis would be Parshas Sota B'chol Lashon, the Vidui of Meiser that one needs to say when one brings the Bikurim B'chol Lashon, and some halachos that relate to that. Ultimately, we will also discuss the halachos of tefillah. Tefillah belachash will be discussed, and we will conclude discussing Kriya Shema. So, very beautiful Shas Perek. Let us begin the new Perek, 10 lines in, Talam Ebezam Aleph. Elu Ne'amarim B'chol Lashon. These could be said in any language, don't need to be said in Lashon Kodesh. We're going to read along with Rashi as Rashi explains the Mishnah. Parsha Sota. The Parsha of the Sota says, Rashi, Masha Kohen Omer La. This that the Kohen says to her, V'lo Armin and Sarach Lomer B'Lashon Kodesh K'derech Shnichtav. He doesn't need to say it in the words that the Torah says, Lo Satis Tachas Yisheich, etc., etc. He could say it in its translation. B'Sifri Armin and D'Ilo K'siv Kura La'atir B'chol Lashon K'ila Kamon Hav Amin and Nigmer Mi'yavama V'Kal V'Chomer. We might have thought that when it comes to Sota, we should learn from Yevama. Umay Yevama Kala Lo Asa Bakol Lashonis Kalashin Kodesh. Just like when it comes to Yevama, we don't say that all languages are equal to Lashon Kodesh. When it comes to the halachos of Yevama and offering her the process of chalitza, so then it's said in Lashon Kodesh. So too Sota Chamura Lo Kol Shekein. I would have thought the same applies to Sota. However, we do not say that, and we have a Gzeres HaKosev, which the Gemara is going to expound upon, that Sota is different than Yevama. Another one of the list is Vidui Meiser. Vidui Meiser, says Rashi, B'shana Hashlishis, in the third year of the cycle of 7 years, which concludes with Shemitah. So the third year, B'yarti HaKodesh Men Abayis, that there is a requirement for a Jew to have taken care of both his Meiser Ani and his Meiser Sheni. In the third year, aside from Truma and Meiser, he gives Meiser Ani. And in the first and second year, he brings up Meiser Sheni. So it says Rashi, B'shana Shishis B'yarti Me'akodesh Me'nabayis, Shu Meitzi Kol Masroisav U'mevara Mi'beisei. He gets rid of all the fruits. Ve'en Yocholoi La'ashoisam. And he's not allowed to hold on to it anymore. V'noisen Meiser Rishon L'Levi U'Meiser Ani La'aniyim. And he gives Meiser Rishon to the Levi, gives Meiser Ani to the Aniyim, Meiser Sheni Shoshtei Sham Shavru Me'aleyu L'Yerushalayim. For the years past of Meiser Sheni, he brings to Yerushalayim. Achshav, Imlo He'elehu, U'misvad, B'yarti HaKodesh Zeh Meiser Sheni, I took care of Meiser Sheni. V'gan Masatev L'Levi, Zeh Meiser Rishon L'ger L'yosan L'mona, Zeh Meiser Sheni. V'aymrim B'chol Lashon, then B'yarti HaKodesh Men Abayis, the Vidui, could be said in any language. K'darmina L'kamon, V'lo Amrinam B'Lashon Zez, Kiku HaKos L'omer B'Lashon Kodesh. And we don't say that, despite the fact that it's a mandate in the Torah that he needs to say B'yarti HaKodesh Men Abayis, he could also say, I removed the Kodesh from my house. He doesn't need to say it in Lashon Kodesh. Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema also could be said B'chol Lashon. We'll discuss that in today's Gemara. Utfila. Davening could also be B'chol Lashon. Birchas HaMazon could be B'chol Lashon, continues the Mishnah. Shvua Sao Eidus. And a Shvua that a person makes in a case in which Bezdin wants to be assured that he doesn't have information about a particular case, they're allowed to say, make a Shvua that you don't know any information. That's Shvua Sao Eidus. Shvua Sao Bikadon, continues the Mishnah, if an individual is watching an object and he believes he was not culpable of damage done to the object, that is called a shvus hapikadon, and that could be done b'chol lashon as well. Period. But there are some things that need to be said specifically in Lashon HaKodesh. Mikra Bikurim. The actual Kriyas HaBikurim, where he says, Arami Oved Avi in Parshas Kisavo, when bringing the Kippurim, Bikurim. So then in such a case, it needs to be in Lashon HaKodesh. V'chalitza. We mentioned earlier that the Chalitza HaSyivama, when she says, Lo Chafatzti L'Kachta, excuse me, when the brother says he doesn't want to do Yibum, so then he says, Lo chafatzti l'kachta, and afterwards, Bezdin, along with the woman, say, Kachi yasa l'ish, for not doing Yibum. That has to be done in Lashon Kodesh. Brachos v'klalos. The brachos and the klalos that Yoshua and Klal Yisrael said in Har Grizim and Har Eval, the Gemara will be ma'arich a lot in that. That had to be done in Lashon Kodesh. Berchas kayanim. The bracha of what we call duchening, uberchas kohen gadol. And when the kohen gadol gives a bracha on Yom HaKippurim, he would give a bracha after the avodas hayoim. And that bracha we're talking about is that he would be kore b'teres ha-parsha, and he would make eight brachos as described in the Mishnah later on daf mem Amud Beis. Uparshas HaMelech. The same applies to the Parshas HaMelech, and that is when Klal Yisrael gets together for Hakel, and the Melech reads from the Torah. Then it has to be done in Lashon Kodesh. Uparshas Egla Rufa. And when the Egla Rufa is done, when a person was murdered between two cities, and the Zakenim bring a Karban, and they say, Yadenu lo shafchu es adam hazeh, that has to be done in Hebrew, in Lashon Kodesh, as well. U'moshuach melchama b'shashem edaber ela'om. Same applies to the Kayim Moshuach melchama, when he's taking Klal Yisrael out to war, and he says, Shema Yisrael atem kreivim ayoyim, Klal Yisrael be strong. So that parsha is said in Lashon Kodesh. Mikra Bikurim Ketzad. Where do we see this idea that Mikra Bikurim has to be done Lashon Kodesh? Because the Torah says, V'anisa v'arayta l'fnei Hashem l'kecha. You shall respond and say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Arami Oved Avi, U'la'alonu Omer v'anu ha'levim v'amru. And it also says, in regards to the Levim, who are speaking when it comes to, in regards to the Kalalos there, it says, V'anu ha'levim v'amru al-kali shisol kol ram. And we said that, as the Gemara will learn out later on, that it has to be in Lashon Kodesh. So since we see that the expression over there is also Va'anu, so then so too, we say that when it comes to Chalitza, it needs to be done B'Lashon Kodesh. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Va'ansa Va'amra Kacha Ad She'Te'omer B'Lashon Hazeh. Rabbi Yehuda goes a step further. According to Rabbi Yehuda, there's a different source that tells us that the Chalitza needs to be done in Lashon Kodesh, because the Pasuk says, V'ansav Amra Kacha. Now, the simple reading of the Pasuk, V'ansav Amra Kacha Yasa Le'ish, Ashele Yivnez Beis Echav, is that, Achiv, that this is what she says, this will be done to the man who doesn't marry his brother's widow. However, the Torah could also be read, V'ansav Amra Kacha, she said, should say it this way. In other words, this way in Lashon Kodesh and not in any other language. Brachos and klolos, Kate said, how do we know that the brachos and klolos that were given on Har Eval, Har Grizim and Har Eval, those, as described in Sefer Dvarim, were done in Lashon Kodesh? Kate said, Kivan Shavu Yisrael said, Yardin Bo, the Har Grizim al Eval, Shabbat Shamron, Shabbat Tzad Shchem, it was in the Shamron. Next to Shchem, Shabbat Eitzel Elonei More, next to Elonei More, Shenema Haloheima Bevar Yardin, Hula Alonu Omer, Vayavar Avram Baoretz Ad Mikoyim Shchem Ad Elonei More. Ma Elonei More Haomer Lahalon, Shchem Af Elonei More Haomer Kan. Shchem, the Torah is referring to an area next to Shchem. Here, the Gemara, the Mishnah, is not only going to give us a source of where it's supposed to be done in Lashon Kodesh, where we see it, but rather we're also going to describe the entire process of the brachos and klalos that took place on Har Eval. Shisha Shvatim Alu L'Rosh Har Grizim, there were six Shvatim that went up to Har Grizim, Shisha Shvatim Alu L'Rosh Har Eval. V'akohanim v'alevim v'aron oimdim Lamata be'emtza. And the Kohanim, Levim, and the Aron were in the middle. HaKohanim, Mekifin, Es Aron, the Kohanim would surround the Aron, of HaLevim, Es HaKohanim, and the Levim surrounded the Kohanim. V'kol Yisrael, Mekanim, Kanan, and Klal Yisrael was on either side. Shnemar, V'kol Yisrael, Zken of Ashot, V'shoftin, Omdim, Ze, Mizeh, U'mizeh, L'Aron. Hafchu Pneim Klape, Hargrizim, they returned to Hargrizim, U'paschu be'bracha. And Hargrizim was the place where they faced when they said a bracha. Baruch Eish, Shalayas, Apasel, Masechav, Ve'elu, Ve'elu Onin Amen. And then everybody answered Amen. Rashi explains those who were standing on Har Grizim and Har Evo. Hafchu Pneim Klape Har Evo, Apasel Beklala, and then they would say a klala. Orish, Asher Yase, Pesel, Masechav, Ve'elu, Ve'elu Onin Amen. And then both groups would say Amen. Atche Garmin Brachos Uklalos, that are all listed over there in Dvarim Chaf Zayin. Then they would brought stones and they made a mizbech. And they covered it with lime. I was sitting with Rav Schechter's grandson, who lives in the north, and he said that there are Israeli archaeologists, he visited it, that have claimed that they found the area that's similar to this area described in the Shamron. So here Eretz Yisrael, even what's referred to by the secular world as the occupied territories, is full of the narrative of Klal Yisrael. Es kol divrei haTorah b'shivim lashon. And all of the Torah was written in 70 languages. We're going to see that that is a discussion exactly es kol divrei haTorah, what that refers to. Shenemar ber hetiv. And it was written in 70 languages because the Torah describes there in Dvarim Chav Zayin that it should be written ber hetiv, and Chazal understand that means to be miturgam, translated into 70 languages. V'natulas avon, then they took the stones, ubo v'lanu b'mikoma. And then they took the stones with them after they made the mizbeach. Rashi explains on the bottom line of our Amud, and this is where Rav Shechter's grandson was describing to me that they found an area that looked like a mizbeach minus stones. And there, those avonim were taken with Klal Yisrael, and they put these stones, Rashi tells us, on top of Amud Beis in a place called Gilgal. V'lanu b'mekoman concludes the words of the Mishnah on the top of Amud Beis, Amud Beis. Says the Gemara, Parshas Sota Minolan. How do we know that the Parsha of Sota needs to be done in Lashon Kodesh? Explains the Gemara the source that the Parsha Sota needs to be done, but can be done, needs to be stated, but can be stated in any Lashon. So the Kohen says, B'chol Lashon Shu Omer, not every Kohen only speaks Hebrew, some Kohenim speak French, some Spanish. So since says V'amar HaKohen, it seems to be that even in the language it will be natural to him. Tana Rabbonim Mashmin Oisa B'chol Lashon Shi Shamas. You say to her the context of the requirements of the Sota is said to her in any Lashon that she understands. Amahishosa, that she is drinking due to her pritzus, Rashi says. Ubimahishosa, and that she's drinking from a kli mo'us, Rashi explains. Almanitmes, who is it that makes her tame, and that schok and kalas rosh. Amahishosa, explains the Gemara, al iske kinui vestira, the fact that she put herself into this position that her husband was suspect of her, and then she was alone with the man. Umayishosa b'mikida shalcheres, she's drinking out of a earthen vessel that we've discussed earlier in our Masechta is indicative of her averis. Ama nitmes al iske schok v'yaldut, that she involved herself in frivolous behavior, childish behavior. It's a very interesting description over here of Chazal, that a lot of mistakes that adults make is because they act like children. That if she was a shogeg, if she was made a mistake, and she was with this man in error. For example, Rashi explains the last line, that she was told that her husband had died, so she no longer is an adulteress, bekavana. So then, in such a case, then the water will not take effect. Why do we spell out, when does she become tame, and when does she not? Only if she's a mezid, not if she's a shogeg. Shalolotzi laza mayim marim. Let's say there were people that knew that she was mezanet and the mayim hamarim didn't work. It could very well be that the reason is because she was a shogeges. If she's a shogeges, then she won't be chayiv. The onish of the Meimar. We learned in our Mishnah that not only Parshas Sota said with Lashon Kodesh, but as well Vidui Meiser. Minola asks the Gemara, what's the source? Tichsiv, Va'amarta lefnei Hashem lekecha bi'arti ha'kedesh min ha'bayis. V'yalef amira misaita. Just like it says Va'amarta over here when it comes to Vidui Meiser. Vidui Meiser again is that a person states when he brings the Bikurim at the end of the third year that he got rid of all of his Meisros, and it says over there Ve'amarta. And we learn Va'amira from Sota. We just mentioned on the second line, from the top of our Omer, the Omer HaKohen. There the Lashon of Amira as well is used. B'chol Lashon Shuaymer, just like over there, we say B'chol Lashon Shuaymer, so too, when it comes to Vidui Meiser. Omer Le'er of Zvidla Abaye, V'leilef Amira Milavim, but also says Amira by Levim, and we had in the Mishnah, towards the bottom of Omer Aleph, Omer Beis Omer Aleph, Ma'alahalim B'Lashon HaKedesh, Afkan B'Lashon HaKedesh, that just like when it comes to the statement of the Levim, by the brachos and the klolos, it's done in Lashon Kodesh. So too, over here, we should say the same thing. Now, I'm Lashon Kodesh. Afkam, when it comes to Vidui Meiser, Lashon Kodesh. Done in Amirasa, Gredasa, Me Amira, Gredasa. Ve'ein done Amira, Gredasa, Me Ania, Ve'amira. Answers the Gemara, there's a fundamental difference between the brachos and the klolos, because the brachos and klolos is not a simply an Amira. But rather, what happens in the brachos and the klolos is there's also a give and take. There's a response and a back and forth. What we're referring to is that when it comes to the brachos and the klolos of the Levim, so then it says, va'anu ha-Levim va'amru, and that refers to the idea that there is something that is going on that's called anisa. The Ar Sameach in Hilchos Melachim explains that va'anisa is a connotation that's being spoken in the tzibur, and it's being, the best word in English I could think of, is it's being projected. It's being projected to the tzibur. And since it's being projected to the tzibur, so then we have va'anisa v'amarta. In contrast to when it comes to sota, as well as vidui meiser, there's no, it's not a speech to the tzibur, and therefore it's not projected, and therefore the amira of vidui meiser is closer to the amira gredasa of Sota. Says Gemara, Tanya Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Oimer, Adam Oimer Shvachai Bekol Namach Ugnusa Bekol Ram. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai points out that the Shvach is said in a lower voice, but Gnus is said in a loud voice. Shvacho bekol namuch. How do we know that a praise is said in a soft voice? Min vidui meiser. Gnusa bekol ram in mikra bikurim. But when it comes to Mikra Bikurim, so there it also says, V'anisa v'amarta, V'gnusa b'kol ram. It tells us that's supposed to be done b'kol ram. What is the Gnisa? Because we say, Arami Oved Avi, that our forefathers were once lost. We were once Oved Avodah Zarah. So this is quite a statement of Rav Shimon bar Yochai. This is psychologically very fascinating. And that is the idea that somehow gnus is said b'kol ram, and for some reason shvach is said in a soft voice. Ask the Gemara, gnus b'kol ram, v'amar Rabbi Yochum b'shem Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, the exact opposite. Mipnei ma tiknu tefil b'lachash, k'dei shelo levayish esoy v'ravera. The reason why we say tefillah quietly is if we're confessing sins in our tefillah, so then in such a case, other people should not know about. The Gemara in Yuma describes that one is not supposed to publicize one's averos bein adam l'makom. Sha'arei lo chilek ha'kosim makom mechatas lo'ayla. The Torah doesn't want to differentiate between the place, the chatas and ola, in order that it shouldn't be obvious, the reason why this person is bringing a karma is because he was over an aveira, and therefore he's bringing the karma chatas. No, the Torah doesn't want that. So therefore, it's hard to understand. All of a sudden, we're publicizing aveiras. We're not supposed to do that. Answers the Gemara, loitema ginusei ela emot sa'aro. It doesn't mean his denigration of aveiras, but he doesn't want to publicize his tsar. Explains Rashi Tzaro about 20 lines from the bottom. Tzaro Tzaro Shavro Alav Dahinu Tzaro Shavro Al Yisrael. He doesn't proclaim his tzar in a loud, boisterous manner. It's done in a painful manner and in a lower manner. Kedisani v'tame tame yikra. Tzarech lo diat tzaro l'rabim. V'rabim v'aksho olav rachman. In a case of when a person goes through the process of In regards to the Metzora, it's announced that he is a Tamei, and the reason for that is that Rabbi Mevakshav Alav Rachmim, that many people will ask for mercy from him. V'chol mishib irab odavar, so therefore if someone going through a painful matter, tzarech lo deal the Rabbim, he should publicize it, v'rabim mevakshim alav rachamim. And you never know which tefillah can save us. Why is it that there was tefillah that was instituted silently, as we mentioned above, in order not to embarrass those who need to confess sins in their Shemoneh Esrei? Because the Torah doesn't differentiate the place in which we bring the Karban Chatas, Karban Ola. Ola is not generally not brought for Avera. Chatas generally is. So that, it won't be obvious who is bringing for Avera. Asks the Gemara below. We don't differentiate. Va'ika Damim. Dam Chatas Lamalav, Dam Ola Lamata. The rule is that the Dam Chatas is sprinkled on the upper part of the Mizbeach, and Dam Ola is on the bottom, question mark. So we see we do differentiate. Hasam Kohen Hu Diyada. Says the Gemara, the Kohen is going to notice. Everybody else is not going to really notice whether it's on the top of the bottom. Asks the Gemara, but there are other differentiating features between the Chatas and the Ola. Va'ika Chatas Nekeva. The Chatas is a female carbon, Ola Zachar. Says the Gemara, Hasam Mechasya Ba'alya. It's the area of the gender, the signs, the sexual organs are covered by the tail. Hasam Mechasibal says the Gemara, Tenach Kavsa Seira Ma'ikal Meir. That's only regards to an animal that has a tail, like a kevis, like a lamb. However, when it comes to a goat, that doesn't apply. So says the Gemara, Hasam Yude Kamichsif Nafshe. He himself brought it upon himself. In other words, he could have brought a kevis. The fact that he brought a sa'ir, so now he's made it obvious. And if the person decides to make it obvious, then in such a case, then we are not, we don't worry on his ibath. He could have brought a lamb and it wouldn't be obvious. That's an akeva, and he brought a seira, so now we're not going to worry about it. Says the Gemara, Chatas davodas kachom delo sagi delav sira, Michael Memer. However, when it comes to a chatas of avodah zara, there you have to bring a sira. You're not allowed to bring a keves. Says the Gemara, Hasam nichsev venezel kihechi de nichparle. Over there, if the avera is so terrible, like avera of avodah zara, then we want the fellow to be embarrassed, and therefore we require him to bring a more. A carbon that's going to publicize his avera, and that will become, the embarrassment will become part of the kapara. We learned in our Mishnah, when it comes to Kriya Shema, that could also be done b'chol lashon. Minol, and how do we know? D'chsiv Shema Yisrael, hear, O Israel, b'chol lashon shatomea, shomea. Any language that people hear, one could fulfill the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Tanu Rabbanu, we learned that Brises, Pears, and Brachas, Yud Gimel, Men Yud Zayin. Kriya Shema Kichsavod de Rebbe Chomer Mechol Lashon. It's actually Machlokes Rebbe and Chachamim whether Kriya Shema could be done in any language. We probably follow the opinion of Rebbe who says it could be done in any language. My time of the Rebbe, but Rebbe disagrees. Amar Krav Vayu. In Kriya Shema, we said Vayu Advar Ma'ela. Bav Yosan Yehu, the way it was written, the way it is, it should be said. In other words, in the way it was written, Varabon Nami Haksiv Vayu. Ahushalo Yikrenu Limafrea. The Rabbanon use a pasuk Vayu Advar Ma'ela that should be in the present way. In other words, it shouldn't be read backwards. Rebbe, Shalo Yikrenu Limafrea Minale. How does Rebbe learn now? Because he understands Vayu is to tell us, has to be in Lashon Kodesh. Midvarim Hadvarim. It says Vayu Hadvarim Ma'ela, and the Torah repeats itself in terms of Dvarim to tell you that it needs to be written in that actual form. Rabbanan dvarim advarim lo mashmalu. And the Rabbanan say that that is not a significant amount of a drasha. In other words, the drasha of Rebbe was that it says the hay of hadvarim. It could have just said vayu dvarim. That's not enough of a pasuk to make a drasha. Rabbanan v'Rebbe Nami says the Gemara, four lines from Batman Lamed Beis and Beis Haksiv Shema. What are they going to do with the fact that says Shema and Chazal and Yisrael b'chol lashon shato shemea? That sounds like the opinion of the Rabbanan. Humi boile la shemea lo azdecha mashatemetzi beficha. That there is a requirement for Shema that your ears should hear what you're saying. Rabbanan sabi lo command omar kar Shema v'lo shmei loza yotza period. The Gemara says that the Chacham are in disagreement because they understand that b'di'eved, if your ears don't hear it, you're going to be yotzei. Even the Rabbanan hold lechatchila, you're supposed to, but with the eved, you'd be yotzei. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Lamed Beis in Maseches Sota. It's Erev Shabbos Kodesh on a short Friday, so unfortunately, we will not be able to learn the halacha from the daf together. But I'm looking forward, Be'ezer Hashem, to continue in our march together in Shas. Looking forward to rejoining you on Sunday as we continue to learn daf Lamed Daled in Maseches Sota. To review today's daf, what we discussed is the Mishnah that gives us a list of things that need to be done in Lashon Kodesh and things that don't have to be done. And our Gemara had discussed the list of the Mishnah, and we had already begun part of it. Working backwards, we had discussed the Machlokas Rebbe Lecham, whether Shema has to be done B'chol Lashon or not, can be done B'chol Lashon or not. The opinion of the Chacham is it can be done B'chol Lashon, that we learn from the word Shema. And we had also seen in regards to the Halachos of Vidui Meiser that it also could be done in B'chol Lashon. The Gemara also pointed out that it says V'anisa v'amart in regards to Bikurim. And the Gemara tells us that there are times that one is supposed to publicize one's tsar in order that people should ask for rachamim for them, not to publicize one's averos. And that's why we also daven a shtila Shemayin Esrei, we daven a quiet Shemayin Esrei. We also had the first case of the Mishnah that Parsha Sota has done B'chol Lashon, and that we learn out from the pasuk va'amar ha'koyin li'isha b'chol lashon shu'aymer, in any lashon that he wants to say, he'll be able to say. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Lamed Beis in Maseches Sota.